Proclamation number 7079 of 31st of March, 1958. People must all hear God's word. Much has already been explained to you. You have received many teachings and gained many spiritual possessions because my word sounded to you from above. Because you were constantly enlightened by my spirit and thus received the bread of heaven. And again I pour out my gifts of grace upon you so that you don't go the wrong way in the darkness which is spread across the earth, so that light will come to you who desire light. So people cannot say that they cannot find the way in the darkness, for in a flash a light shines on all who want to escape the darkness. But whether this will arises in them, that alone determines their spiritual state. For I do not force the will. And the will can awaken in every person who receives my pure word. Coming from above is supplied to. For my word has this effect of strength if the human being listens to or reads it completely impartially and starts to think about it. And therein lies the reason why I encourage all my vineyard laborers to be eagerly active. Why I again and again commission you to spread my word. People must be given the opportunity to take a stand on my pure word. Only then will the word's strength also prove itself in them, whereas it remains completely ineffective with those who listen to it with inner resistance or complete indifference. They will turn away and continue to go the way in darkness of spirit. But again and again a person will be found who hungrily accepts the bread from heaven, and it will truly be proper nourishment for him and his soul will be able to feast on it. I help you, my co-workers on earth, to knock at those doors where there is a need for proper nourishment for the soul. But I also need you to guide my word there. Because everything has to take place within the framework of nature in order not to endanger freedom of will. And where helping hands reach out to me, which carry on in my name what they receive from me, there my blessing will also accompany the work. I will direct their thoughts correctly and show them the doors where they shall knock to distribute the Lord's gifts. Yet it is up to every recipient of my gifts of grace whether and how he evaluates them. For letters alone cannot quench a soul's hunger or thirst, but if the spirit in the human being is active, which is prompted by goodwill to express itself, then the letter will also come alive, and then the human being's heart will hear me myself and no longer oppose my address. And thus you, my servants on earth, shall do the groundwork so that I will find open doors which now let me in myself because they now desire everlasting nourishment through me. I only want to be able to address people. And for this I need you as mediators, because a direct address is equal to a compulsion of will which, however, is switched off. For my gifts of grace will constantly flow to you, and therefore you will never lack spiritual possessions which you should distribute. And you know that you will receive something which you can value as the highest good on earth. A gift of my endless love for you. You know that you receive the truth when I speak to you. And thus you only spread the pure truth, and thus you also carry light into the darkness. But without light no human being can find the path to me, for darkness is my adversary's territory which he is to leave if he wants to reach me. And you shall help your fellow human beings to step out of the darkness of night into the light of day, and you can do so because I myself provide you with the right light. Because I myself want to come in the word to those who do not resist me. And everyone I can address once will also be struck by a ray of love light from me, And now he will also open himself and let bright light flow into him without resistance, and he will be saved for all eternity. Amen.